dragging into it. And by just sort of peeling layers back, all of a sudden I came to a very fundamental problem, which I wouldn't have come across and couldn't have called to the president's attention if it hadn't been for just this little hint. I can't thank him, but there must be 20 instances like that where IRS, by having just one friendly guy there, has been an early warning for us on something. And this wasn't even something of political embarrassment or personal embarrassment. This is a question of policy that hadn't been aired around that had to do with the Vietnam War. So the idea of having some friendly folk over there who are thinking about the president, concerned about his interests, and who are willing to just raise questions from time to time.
Well, may I tell you,
sure.
Is Roger the only guy that you have there?
Yep.
That you can really trust?
Right.
That's a shame.
Isn't that something?
You ought to have a dozen.
I know. And he's fought every day he's there. They fight him and fight him and fight him. And we get scurrilous stories about him, and we get innuendo and all that kind of stuff. Because he's a sort of an antibody in there, and the white corpuscles keep trying to kick him out all the time. So, but he saved our bacon several times, and it very legitimately in keeping the White House advised of sensitive cases, you know. So it's going to be good to have you, and you're worth fighting for.
Well, I don't want to cause the president any embarrassment. But that does make me mad. And, you know, those guys are always out there, and they can say anything they want to say.
Oh, sure. Lord.
That's something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The, Eddie Cohen.
What does Eddie say? His question is pretty...
Well, I don't know what he says about you.
I guess I have any idea.
But Eddie, as you know, has moved up to Deputy Secretary. And so he
did. So I didn't really intend to stop here, but after 2 years in Justice Fly, I went out and looked for a job, married a girl here in Washington, just practiced there, and finally, after a long time, built up a lot of clients.
Sure.
You can't leave. Sure. The rest of the lawyer has.
That's right. That's right. Where was your home before that?
In Tennessee.
Oh, was it? Where about?
It's near Knoxville. It's about 60 miles north of Knoxville. A little town called Rogersville.
Mm-hmm.
I have a farm down there.
Oh, you do?
We go down there once in a while.
Great.
I talked to Chuck Colson and, last night, and I told him I was going to come. I was scheduled to come up here today. And I said, what do I tell the president, other than answer his questions? He said, well, tell him for one thing, that you are from Tennessee and didn't go to an Ivy League college. He
said, you can't do that.
Because he said he was most concerned about
you. You went to Harvard.
I went to Harvard Law School.
Yeah.
Now, he's hipped on this because it seems like every time we find a good man, he's been either Harvard or Yale or some damn place. He was just picking on Weinberger here, who's tougher than hell. He was and say, well, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about Harvard. Maybe they did turn out pretty good guys. But he doesn't want to get a lot of imbalance.
Oh,
in,
sure.
In the picture, you know. And it's pretty hard to get a guy like Jim Lynn, who's been to some little school in Ohio and comes from Ohio, practiced in Ohio, Harvard Law School, and Weinberger and Richardson and everybody up that line.
So I'm sorry for that. My family was busted in the Depression. I went to a very small Presbyterian school in Tennessee called Maryville.
Hmm.
Then went to the Navy. And when I got out of the Navy, I got so sick and tired of having people ask me where I was, I decided to go to some place that they could find.
Well, yeah. You did like I did too. You had the GI Bill and
GI
what I figured was, oh, I might as well shoot high. And I applied at Stanford and Harvard because I figured the government's going to pay for it. And I said, oh, I'd ever get to a place like that.
And you went to Stanford?
I went to Stanford because it was closer to home.
You know, I was in the Navy, as I said, and I spent a lot of time out of the West Coast, out of the Pacific. And when I applied for Stanford and Harvard. And I, rather than go to Stanford, I went to Harvard because I said, well, I'm going to practice law in the East.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we just felt exactly the opposite. We probably, now you've been a little ahead of me, I imagine.
I think I'm older.
You got out of law school when?
48.
Yeah, well, see, I started in 48. I had to go back and finish undergraduate when I got out of the church. Undergraduate didn't know what I wanted to do. And just kind of threw the darts at the wall and decided to try law school and have a strong feeling about it. So, and never regretted it.
That's good training, isn't it?